On the notes to his new recording, Upper West Side Story, Stories, plural, Mark Soskin, trio, piano, recording. The guy that wrote the liner notes, Neil Tesser, says, the jazz world teems with pianists, excepting bassists and drummers. They make up the most populous class of improvisers in the Western world. I love a piano, wrote Irving Berlin in 1915. The piano, by the way, was the first item in America that you could buy on time. In 1915, before most people had even heard of jazz, for the bulk of listeners a century later, this still holds true that the piano is the mightiest of the music makers in the world that we come to each and every day. And today, one who comes to us to perform and chat about those stories and about his spirit has lent his talents to Freddie Hubbard and Joe Henderson, played with the Escovedos back in the 70s. You may remember the group Azteca and Sonny Rollins for well over 12 years, closer to 14. And today he sits at our Steinway grand piano and does his magic. Ladies and gentlemen, join me in welcoming some of his Upper West Side stories and so much more, pianist Mark Soskin.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And if you're just joining us, Mark Soskin is with us here at our Steinway Grand Piano in the WBGO Performance Studio. I'm Gary Walker. The new recording on the Steeplechase is called Upper West Side Stories. And that story right there opens this Steeplechase recording. And the way you heard it there, sometimes lesser is more.
That's right.
Frank Lesser's I've Never Been in Love Before. And the trio, is it this trio that's going to be at Kitano tomorrow night, the 24th?
Well, the trio that's going to be at the Kitano
right.
on August 24th
right.
is Al Foster and Jay Anderson.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be the group.
Yeah, very good.
You've been playing with Al for a long, long time. I mean, we spent so many years with Sonny Rollins. And Jay, we play in all kinds of different situations.
Now, you're a native New Yorker. You know, I moved here from the Midwest. People move here from all over the place. Very seldom do you run into someone who was actually born and raised.
Right.
In one of the five boroughs.
I'm from Brooklyn, and my parents moved to Long Island, and then I went to the Berklee School of Music in 71, 72.
Who was there when you were there? Who were some of the fellow students? You
know, I think Lovano was there, if I'm not...
Joe Lovano,
I'm
sure.
I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a bunch of people, mainly guitar players, you know,
yeah.
kind of drove me crazy. But so I didn't stay that long. I stayed like three semesters, and I moved out to San Francisco in 1974 and stayed there till 81. And that's when I came back to New York. But it was a pretty smooth transition because I had the gig with Sonny Rollins. So that was really nice.
And how did that come about? How did you and Sonny Rollins, I mean, you know, you okay. just don't walk up to Sonny and say, hey, I can play the
no,
piano.
No, I mean, I was doing work at Fantasy Studios. And I had already, well, been in Azteca's band with Pete and Sheila Escovedo. And I was doing a lot of work at Fantasy and for various people. And Orrin Keepnews, he said, hey, Sonny's coming to town and he wants to audition you for a live record date. And I know at that time he was going through piano players like crazy and usually firing them after the first night, and that was it. But anyway, so Orrin said, you want to audition for Sonny? And I went crazy. I mean, I pulled out all my Sonny Rollins records, and you know, I tried to learn more of the tunes. Of course, I couldn't. You know, the rehearsal was coming up very shortly, and so at midnight at Fantasy Records, I auditioned for Sonny, little knowing that there was no group there. It was just me and him, and we just played tune after tune, and just me, him, and Orrin Keepnews at the studio late at night, and it worked out. And he said, okay, you got the gig. And that's where it started, you know.
Who called the tunes? He did?
He called the tunes, yeah. And some of them I didn't know, very obscure tunes that he usually would do. And I got the gig, and then the next day or whatever, we had a rehearsal at the Great American Music Hall. And we did this live record with Tony Williams and Donald Byrd called Don't Stop the Carnival.
Oh, I know that record.
Yeah, I was with Billy Cobham at the time. And I had done a few records with Billy. And when Sonny asked me to be in the band, I left Billy Cobham's band and then started. It was almost 15 years with Sonny. Yeah. Lots of great memories.
So we're talking about somebody here. If you're just joining us, you know, we're chatting with Mark Soskin, not only about his new record called Upper West Side Stories, but, you know, his story in general, which goes much further than the Upper West Side,
yes.
for sure. But you're talking about, you know, Joe Henderson and Freddie Hubbard and Stanley Turrentine, some of the contemporaries you may know. John Abercrombie.
Yes.
I played something the other day from one of your records with John Abercrombie on it. One of the TCB records.
Yeah, I did a record called Five Lands, and that was a series of duets with people, and John was one of the people that I did a couple of tunes with.
I think Joe Locke's on that record,
Joe
too.
Joe was on there. Walt Weisskopf is on there. Harvey S. on there.
But Al Foster and Roy Hargrove and Cornell Dupree and Chuck Rainey,
that's
which kind of turns a corner and takes it in another direction.
Yeah,
too.
That's when I was working with Herbie Mann, and I worked with Herbie for a long time. We did a bunch of recordings, and then he had a label called Cocopelli Records, and I would do those records, and that's I met Cornell Dupree and Chuck Rainey, and we did gigs, so that was thrilling. It was
great. I know the record, Camino de Casa.
Camino de Casa, right.
The Pathway Home, I
think. That's right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know that record quite well.
And so that was a great thing. I mean, with that, initially what happened was that Herbie came to SOBs, the club SOBs, and he heard this band that we had called the New York Samba Band, and he took basically the band, that band, and that was the first band that we did with Herbie. There were other people that came and went. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, enjoyed that immensely.
This new record is a lot of fun. Called Upper West Side Story, because of, not necessarily the Upper West Side as it relates to you, but maybe as it relates to Duke Ellington, for example.
Yeah, Upper Manhattan Medical Group, And I wrote a tune called Upper West Side Stories, and that was kind of based on that tune, Upper Manhattan Medical Group.
Would you like to do that? It's like a little medley between UMMG and the Upper West Side, Stroll.
I'd have to go by, that one, I'd have to look at that again.
You'd have to look at it again? Yeah.
That for sure.
All right.
But there's other ones I could do.
I mean, we got Bud Powell.
Let me do that one.
All right. We got Bud Powell. Many of you know Un Poco Loco.
Un Poco Loco.
But you may not know it this way. Mark Soskin is with us today on WBGO. And tomorrow evening, he's at the Catano with Jay Anderson and Al Foster at the Catano doing his thing and doing his thing with us here this morning on WBGO. Thank you. I see why you chose that one.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Mark Soskin, if you're just joining us, I'm Gary Wonker, and pianist Mark Soskin is with us this morning. We're talking about his brand new recording on Steeplechase called Upper West Side Stories, the Bud Powell classic you just heard. Solo is presented in a trio fashion, and which is maybe how it'll be presented tomorrow night at Catano in New York City with Jay Anderson and Al Foster when he appears. You know, as I look and I see, you know, Yvonne Lienz and Paquito de Rivera and some of those people, you know, when you have had the opportunity to work with them, and you have, their kind of spirit, there's a spirit exchange, isn't there, no matter who you're jamming with and who you're playing with?
Absolutely. You know, I mean, I've always loved having all of these disparate elements to what I do. You know, I've been very involved in Brazilian music, definitely salsa music back from my early days with Azteca, you know, all of that. And so it all, I think, has come together, you know, in really what I'm about, you know. Influences, definitely Clare Fisher, for sure. He's one of the biggest influences, I'd say, on me. I mean, there are a lot of others, of course. Bill Evans, I can't deny being influenced by him, as a lot of pianists have been. But, you know, so I really enjoy doing these different kinds of music. And that comes out in, you know, my recordings, you know.
When you focused on the work, and this is also another sign of a great musician, is where there are no walls, you know,
no boundaries.
You don't live in a silo. And I'm thinking about, you know, one of my favorite film composers in Nino Rota.
Well,
and most people know The Godfather, but I believe, you know, he did a lot of Fellini movie too, a lot of Fellini's movies. And my favorite movie of all time, La Strada.
La Strada.
Where Anthony Quinn is the circus.
Yep. And I mean, what happened was I remember listening to Hal Willner had a collection, you know, a compilation record, and Jackie Byard was the piano player who played this Nino. It was La Strada, I believe, and I decided to do a whole recording based on Nino Rota music, and so I did a lot of research for that, and it came out great. It was really a lot of fun, you know. I've rarely performed that music, but I remember just at the time when I was deep into it, I did a lot of studying about Nino Rota, and that comes out in the arrangements that I did for that record, solo piano. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, the simple, you know, test to give yourself is the next time that you watch. You know, one of Fellini's films, for example, turn the sound off and see how much you miss the mood of the music.
Well, the music was just fantastic. It's great music, you know. It's, you know, amazing music.
Have you ever thought that you might like to write for film?
Yeah, I mean, I have. Of course I've thought about it, you know. I mean, that hasn't happened. I mean, I've played on... I was a musician on some films, you know. I was on a Jackie Chan movie one time, and I'm on the piano playing pretty much on all of it on Sex and the City, and so, you know, I did all of that, and that led to the music supervisor asking me if I wanted to write for the series. This was at the very end of the series. I actually acted in one of the series.
Is that right?
I even acted it. We were the band. I was the piano player. Diane Reeves was the vocalist. And at the end, this musical supervisor, Dan Lieberstein, he said, "How would you like to write for the show?" I said, "Hey, sure, I'd love to write for the show." But what he wanted me to do was a version of a Michel Legrand piece. And I said, okay. You know, and then he wanted me to write a piece based on that tune, How Do You Keep the Music Playing? So I went home, and it had to be done by tomorrow, the next day. So I did that. Boom. Great. Brought it out to Silver Cup Studios. Met with him, and I played him. I said, how do you like it? He said, oh, yeah, it's great. But there were three producers on the show.
Yeah.
And they came back and said, yeah, we like it, but can you edit it down?
Do you remember the tune?
It was How Do You Keep the Music Playing? You
know? Oh, but it was your rendition.
It was my rendition.
Yeah.
And then, so, but I had to keep going back and edit and edit and edit. This was like 3 days or something. And then finally he said, forget about it. But what they want you to do, what I want you to do is go into the studio and, well, first of all, do a transcription of the solo recording of Michel Legrand doing How Can You Keep the Music Playing? And so I did. I did a transcription. I went home and I transcribed it note for note. And when we went to record it, in one ear was the original version, and in the other headphone was my version. Don't ask me how they did that, but it worked.
Is that right?
And that's what got on the show. And they gave me credit, you know, on the show, but I didn't write a tune.
Yeah.
But I got close.
Wow, we're chatting with Mark Legrand here this morning. No, actually, we're chatting with Mark Soskin about Upper West Side Stories, his new Steeplechase recording with Jay Anderson and Adam Nussbaum. We're also talking about tomorrow night when you'll hear some of these stories.
Yeah.
And you'll hear Jay Anderson and Al Foster behind the drum kit at Catano in New York City.
Yeah, really looking forward to that.
Yeah. What would you like to play for us next?
Okay, so what I'm going to do now, this is a song called Soiree. And this was the first song that I decided to use for this record. And it's an interesting story here because I got in touch with Earl Zindar's widow. Earl Zindar's composed this tune.
Which was a favorite of...
Of Bill Evans.
Yeah.
And I always loved Earl Zindar's music. I mean, how My Heart Sings and a lot of tunes he wrote for Bill. And so I got in touch with his widow, Earl's widow, and said, hey, I'm a big fan of his music, of Earl Zindar's music, and I'd like to record Soiree. And she gave me the original music. She sent me it, you know.
The original sheet music?
Yeah. Yeah, it was from a book. And she said, oh, that's great. You know, and this is the first song I decided to use on the new record.
Here's Mark Soskin this morning on Morning Jazz from WBGO. Thank you. Wow, that was gorgeous.
It's a deep piece of music.
Does it have a lyric?
No, it doesn't, as far as I know.
Well, that would just...
But it's such a gorgeous song.
Yeah.
Bill did it on a record from left to right. He overdubbed Defend the Roads. And so not too many people have played this, but I chose to play it. I love it. Love this piece of music.
You can tell. Yeah, you can tell right away.
And it has that signature Earl Zindar's introduction of a 3-4 to a 4-4.
Can you show us that again?
Yeah, so thing? Like, you know, we're in three, you know, where it's... But it goes into...
And that's where the emotion comes from,
yeah.
Right? Is that
yeah.
is that transfer?
It's four bars of 4-4.
Yeah.
In a 3-4 waltz.
Well, that one begs for a lyric, man. If you're
it
a songwriter
does.
Out there,
so
put some words to
of
Soiree.
Course.
We're chatting with Mark Soskin. The Soiree is tomorrow night at Catano in New York City. Jay Anderson on the bass and drummer Al Foster will join him, and you will hear some of his Upper West Side stories. And much more. Speaking of lyrics, mm-hmm. you've had the opportunity in the course of your professional career to work with people as diverse as Bobby McFerrin and mm-hmm. Leslie Uggams and Diane Reeves, you referenced a few minutes ago.
Yep, and, yep. I recorded with
Gregory
Diane.
Hines, who was an
Gregory.
Old friend of ours at BGO.
Oh, he was an unbelievable person.
Yeah.
I worked with him up until he died, you know. He was... one of my favorite people in the whole world.
And a marvelous voice.
And he was totally talented. He was incredible, you know. Nicest guy in the world. Yeah. Really a pleasure to work with him.
Kendra Shank.
Yes.
Another voice.
Absolutely.
Astrid Gilberto.
Yep.
Yvonne Lienz.
Yep. Rosanna Vitro.
Rosanna Vitro. Let's talk about Rosanna Vitro.
Okay. Love to.
You've worked with her on projects, Claire Fisher.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Pensativa, you're no stranger to that.
I'm going
to
play that.
Piece of music. Yeah, excellent. And also, Rosanna Vitro has the amazing ability to focus on a subject, you know, like you did with the movie music. She has this ability to focus in, to really... You know, dive deep, I think, is the phrase everybody uses today. I'm already sick of it, by the way. That's the phrase they're using. But they dive deep into the world of people like Ray Charles and into the world of Bill Evans,
yes.
right?
Yep.
But also into the world of somebody that would, at first glance, seem outside the box of this music, and that's Randy Newman.
Yeah. How we typically work when we start a project... is Rosanna has this idea, you know, say Randy Newman. Then we both collaborate on repertoire because Randy Newman has a lot of pieces of music. And what are we going to do with them, you know? And part of what I do and what I love to do is arrange music, be it for my own bands, trios, and vocalists. And so... she had this idea of Randy Newman music, and we picked the tunes. And then I just took the ball and ran with it, and out came that record, which got nominated for a Grammy.
Sure, yeah. I mean, he's one of the short people, but not when it comes to compositions, man. That's a big stack he probably had to go through.
It was really a challenge to do that because a lot of those songs he hardly sings. He more talks the music, you know. And I had to take the harmony and make it expansive.
Do you have a favorite from this recording?
Well, I love In Germany After the War. That's one of my favorites.
Why don't we listen to this? Mark Soskin did the arranging. He's also the pianist you'll hear, along with some other very fine musicians like violinist Sarah Coswell, Dean Johnson, Tim Horner, for example, also part of this. It's the music of Randy Newman. Let's listen to Rosanna Vitro and In Germany Before the War. ¶¶
Germany, before the war, there was a man who owned a store.
That's Rosanna Vitro, the music of Randy Newman, and the piece In Germany Before the War. The pianist, the guy that arranged it, and coincidentally, the guy that's with us this morning on WBGO, Mark Soskin. His own recording, Upper West Side Stories, with Jay Anderson and Adam Nussbaum. They'll be celebrating that tomorrow night at Catano in New York City with Jay Anderson and Al Foster for the date. That's tomorrow night at Catano in New York City. And you and Rosanna's new project is focusing on what?
Well, the record is going to be called To Tell Me the Truth. Tell Me the Truth, and featuring the Southern Roots Band. And so the concept for this project is her Southern roots and how that this all ties together in that music. And we did covers of John Fogerty's Fortunate Son, Staple Singers, Respect Yourself, and other covers which I've pretty reimagined, you know, you could say.
Now, Rosanna comes from the South.
She comes from Arkansas,
yeah.
and she moved to Houston.
Yeah.
And so she was influenced by...
And she traveled with a singing family.
Yeah.
Through Arkansas and all around that area.
Right.
So the Southern roots are kind of DNA to her.
Absolutely.
How does a Brooklynite like yourself find your Southern roots?
Good question. Well, I don't know. I guess somehow it seeped into me too.
Yeah. Part of the
osmosis.
Process. Part of the process,
right?
Working
right.
on the record.
But I really like how this record came out, and hope everybody does too. It's really a departure for Rosanna.
Mark Soskin on WBGO tomorrow night, again at Catano in New York City. And on this new record, you will find other tunes. Actually, if you're a bass player, there's two fine bass players that are tributed here with their songwriting abilities. One is Scott LaFaro, who many times overlooked because, you know, who was he playing with most of the time?
Right.
But Bill Evans. So
yeah.
He got overlooked as somebody who you would look to in terms of,
well,
of a songwriting ability, and the same with Steve Swallow.
Yeah. Well, Scott LaFaro really changed the nature of, the jazz trios, you know. It became a more interactive sound where the bass player and drummer, you know, they could break up the time. And that was a great period of music with Bill Evans.
Now, is that what you look for in your trios? I mean, what is,
yeah.
for example, what does Jay bring to the table? And what do you expect Al Foster to bring to the table? You worked with both of them, right?
Yeah, I've worked with both of these fine musicians many times. I mean, with Al, we worked with Sonny Rollins' band for lots of years. And Jay, we just do all kinds of different things. I'll be bringing Jay and Adam Nussbaum to Europe very shortly. We're going twice to Germany, once to play this fantastic club in Bern, Switzerland, called Marion's. And me and Jay end up going to London to record with an old friend there, Denise Mangiardi, a great singer, composer, and a string arranger. So I'm really looking forward to this, the trio with Al and Jay at the Catano.
So you sound like a busy guy, man.
I've been very busy. You know, I've been busy doing a lot of different things, you know,
yeah.
Leading my own bands, recording, arranging, of course. And I'm on the faculty of Manhattan School of Music. I've been there for, I don't know, almost 20 years.
So you're playing it forward and at the same time, looking over your shoulder and looking backward at some of the classics for you fans of Wayne Shorter, who has a new triple CD and a graphic novel.
Wow.
That's coming out very shortly, called Eminon, which is kind of a play on word. It means no name, right?
Right.
So he didn't think it needed a name.
Right.
You know, it's just here it is. Here's my creativity.
Yeah, yeah.
And when he was a kid, he used to like to draw comics.
Oh.
So they included a graphic novel.
Oh, that's
this,
great.
Right? But yeah. We go back and we visit on this recording a Fee-Fi-Fo-Fum, one of Wayne Shorter's evergreens from his book. And also a Thelonious Monk, Ugly Beauty.
Yeah, which I did in 4/4 actually. Now Monk did it in 3, and but I just wanted to do it in 4.
Can you quickly show us the difference? Show us Monk, and then show us how you.
I'll show you the difference.
All right.
Yeah. So if you were going to play it in 3. I just played it in 4. And it works. Yeah. So
it doesn't make it more ugly, it makes it more beauty.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know how many tunes in 3. I love playing in 3/4. And I had, I don't know, a bunch of tunes in 3, and I said, well, I really love Ugly Beauty. I love the tune, so I'm going to do it in 4.
Oh, nice.
And it worked.
Mark Soskin, it works today. Thank you so much for coming by and making the magic on our Steinway grand piano. Once again, the new recording is called Upper West Side Stories. Mark Soskin with Jay Anderson and Adam Nussbaum. Tomorrow night, it's Kitano in New York City, where you're going to find Mark at the piano with the stories and the tunes to go with them. And along with Jay Anderson and Al Foster. And earlier, we referenced Claire Fisher. I believe that's what you're going to take us out with this morning?
Yes, yes.
Set this up.
Well, this is Pensativa.
And what's so special about that tune?
Well, you know, it's one of those tunes. It's like a great composition. It's just, on its own, it's just a beautiful tune. And many people have done this. The Jazz Messengers did it, and I think it was Freddie Hubbard that rearranged it a little bit, and Claire did not like that.
Is that right?
Yeah. He didn't like how they did it, and now that version has become kind of the popular version. But anyway, I've really explored Claire's music. I mean, I did, you know, one record with Rosanna where we did all this his music. His playing has influenced a lot of pianists. I know definitely Herbie Hancock was influenced by Claire. His harmonic concept is just out of this world. It's I have checked it out, and I am still checking it out. You know, I'm still studying it. You know, I am still in school after all these years, you know.
But that's a really good thing to hear.
Yeah,
man.
It never ends for me. And, you know, I'm always thinking of new stuff and what I can do with a tune.
What's something you would like to do out in the road ahead that you haven't done yet?
Okay. Well, I would like to, and I'll see if I can get to this, but my first record was called Rhythm Vision. And Rhythm Vision had 5 horns on it. And at the time, it was really a successful record, and but it wasn't really an all-out jazz record. It was Latin music, funky stuff. I had Harvey Mason playing drums. I had Benny Maupin on tenor. So, you know, a couple of people with Herbie's headhunters. And I wouldn't mind perhaps going back into not that format, but a larger group.
Yeah.
A larger group, you know, I don't know, 5 horns, 6 horns.
Do you miss the funky side of things sometimes? You know,
I do.
If you pick up the new copy of Downbeat magazine on the cover, you'll see Christian McBride and Bootsy Collins and Christian Inside in the marvelous article. First time they ever met, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And Bootsy's
a huge
influence on Christian. But Christian says, you know, a lot of the music that he hears today, it's a little gluten free, and he says, "Man, I need some Crisco in my music."
Oh yeah, okay, I could dig that. I wouldn't mind coming back to some of that stuff at some point too. You know, I did a version of Cannonball's "Walk Tall" on that record, and it was great, but it was funky.
Yeah, that's
and
okay.
And I think that record still holds up, too.
Yeah.
It never got released, re-released, but I can still listen to that and say, oh, yeah, okay, that was me then. Cool.
And just from your story, I guarantee you I could listen to it again, and I could listen to Mark Soskin playing anything at the piano again and again and again. Upper West Side Story is the new one on Steeplechase tomorrow evening with bassist Jay Anderson and drummer Al Foster at Catano in New York City, and Claire Fisher's Pensativa. We'll wrap it up here on Morning Jazz.
Great to be here, Gary.
From WBGO Newark. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
and sativa.
I can't think of a better way to end the hour. Mark Soskin, thank you very much for being with us. Tomorrow night, Kitano in New York City is where this kind of spirit will share the stage with bassist Jay Anderson and drummer Al Foster. Thank you for sharing your spirit with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It was a joy to be here with you.
Midday Jazz next, right here on the world-class WBGO Newark.